And now, Missouri Medical Focus, a regular feature on KBIA, produced by the Communications Department of University of Missouri Healthcare.
Welcome to Missouri Medical Focus. I'm Jeff Helscher. With me today is Dr. John Cowden, Chair and Roy E. Mason Distinguished Professor of Ophthalmology at University of Missouri Healthcare. Dr. Cowden, I understand you're opening a new eye care center on the east side of town. Can you tell me a little bit about that facility?
Sure, I'd be happy to. We're fortunate to have been able to obtain from the hospital the new facility, which is being built to our specifications for our east side office. This is across the street from the present Women and Children's Hospital, and it's on Wingate Court. This facility is three times larger than our old east side office, which has been present for at least 20 years and very small. We are able to offer a full range of services and testing at our new east side office. This is in contrast to having to come over to our main office in the hospital for special testing, photography, minor surgery, and so forth.
And in this new facility, the name of it is University Eye Institute East, correct?
That is true. Our old office was University was just Eye Institute East.
Right, and the way I understand it is you had a facility which you're referring to as Eye Institute East over on Portland, was that correct?
That's true, behind what was then Regional Hospital and now has become Women and Children's Hospital.
Right. So you'll have, in addition to the Mason Eye Institute, which is located in University Hospital on Hospital Drive, you'll also have this new facility, the University Eye Institute East, which is on Wingate. Right?
That's true.
Okay.
We are expanded from 2,200 square feet to 7,000 900 square feet with facilities to accommodate our new pediatric ophthalmologist and children-friendly office space. We are also have all our retina service is moving over there also, and we continue to have the cornea service, general ophthalmology service, and glaucoma as we have had previously at that side of town.
So that new building is going to not only offer you expanded space, but it's going to allow you to do the same things that you've been able to do over here at the Mason Eye Institute and University Hospital.
Right. We have a full range of diagnostic equipment. We even have expanded our electrophysiology equipment. We have an expanded treatment and laser suite, which adds capabilities at that site, which we didn't have previously.
You're listening to Missouri Medical Focus on KBIA 91.3 FM, and we're talking with Dr. John Cowden about the new University Eye Institute East. Dr. Cowden, tell me a little bit about some of the more common issues that you guys treat or that you see in your clinical facilities.
Well, of course, we're the only fully functional specialty office between Kansas City and St. Louis for the eye. At the Mason Eye Institute in the University Hospital. This expanded facility allows us to continue or to perform those needed functions at this new location. The eye conditions which we commonly see are, of course, many times refractive errors, but also people with glaucoma, age-related macular degeneration, diabetic retinopathy, trauma. We always keep an emergency eye room available at our main facility at the hospital, and we treat a lot of people on a walk-in basis when they have eye conditions that they need to have seen urgently. So we're able to accommodate them at any time during the normal daily hours.
I would imagine, too, the location of this new facility is going to be nice for some people because it's at the intersection of Highway 63 and I-70. Is that correct?
Yes, and it should be easy to find. It's not far from where we were before, so that those patients won't have any difficulty in coming approximately two blocks away from where they had been coming before. But it's also handy to the hospital. for children, a children's hospital.
Can people make a decision when they call to make an appointment, or you know whether they go to the East location or they come to the UH location? Or
as long as their physician is seeing patients at that facility, they can make an appointment for that time when they are at that facility.
Is there anything else that you wanted to mention about this new facility that you think is important for people to know?
Well, I think just the fact that it's new, it's a modern, and it's more spacious. We are able to get patients in quicker. There won't be as long a waiting time. Opportunity for at least four physicians to be seeing patients at the same time as compared with two before makes it a much more desirable facility for the people that work there and for the patients coming in. There's convenient parking. It has an optical shop also, and the pediatric ophthalmology area for children has its own special waiting room.
Last thing, I understand you're going to be holding an open house for the new facility. Can you tell me a little bit about that?
Sure. The open house will be on January 19th. I think it's at from 1 to 3 o'clock, and we will be having a little dedication of the new facilities, a grand opening, and a tour of the facility is available for anybody that wants to stop by and take a look at it. We're really excited about having this new facility and think it's going to be very similar to the most modern office facilities in an office type or a private practice type of arrangement or setting for our patients. I'm sure they'll like it a lot.
So that open house is Thursday, January 19th from 1 p.m. to 3 p.m. And if someone wanted to call and make an appointment, what number would they call?
They can call the appointment number at that facility is 882-8920.
Again, that number is 573-882-8920. Thanks, Dr. Calvin, for being here. From Missouri Medical Focus, I'm Jeff Helscher.
Missouri Medical Focus is a service of University Hospital and Clinics.